I'm very happy to be with you today and to speak to you about the great gift of the Holy Eucharist, Jesus' immense love for us, that he gave us himself to remain with us always. Sometimes he enters in a very special way to strengthen our faith in his real presence among us. And I'm so grateful for those moments in my life, and I'm sure you've had those experiences in yours as well, but to pay attention to them and to thank God for them always. I often think of the blessing in my life of growing up with such strong examples of faith, and two people in my life who were so strong in faith and helped to build my own faith were my Aunt Sarah and my Uncle Louis. Every summer, we would look forward to going to Auriesville, to the shrine of the North American martyrs. And it was a wonderful experience. And I remember I was about eighth grade, and we had gone shopping for our school clothes for the coming new school year. And I was so excited to have this opportunity to go to Auriesville with my aunt and uncle. And I wore my new school clothes for the first time. And I remember my parents saying to me as I walked out the door, "Now be careful, those are your new pants for school, take care of them." So that was in the back of my head. So as we go to Auriesville, and there was a wonderful day of devotion and prayer, mass, and it ended with this beautiful procession with our Lord in the Eucharist. And we were all on the side of the road watching the procession pass by. And as the Lord was coming near, I realized everybody around me was kneeling down on the ground. Well, one thing had happened. The night before in Auriesville, it had rained. And it was muddy, and I had my new school pants on, and I was scared. What was I going to do? I knew I had to take care of these pants, and if I showed up at home with mud on them, I was going to get it. The procession is coming closer and closer, and my aunt and uncle, being so devout, fell to their knees. And then I could hear my aunt say, "Young man, that is your Lord passing by. You kneel down." And before I could move, there was a karate chop to the back of my knee, and down I go, right into the mud. Though the Lord passed by in a beautiful monstrance, held in the hands of a wonderful and holy bishop, Bishop Pernacconi. And I was so mesmerized by what my aunt said, by what my aunt and uncle and those around me did, by the beauty of his presence passing in the hands of a man that I admired and loved. And I realized, that's Jesus. And all of the people that are dear to me, all the people who mean the most to me, believe that firmly. And from that moment on, I never doubted his presence among us. Supported by their example, inspired by their love, Jesus was passing by. And in the mud, in my brand new pants, there I knelt. I always remember that. But it helped a lot that my aunt and uncle ran a dry cleaning business, and those pants were as good as new when school started. Our nation, our beloved nation, is in the midst of a Eucharistic revival, and how blessed we are to have this opportunity to stop and think about how much Jesus loves us, so much so that he gives us himself in the gift of the Eucharist, and to really reflect, pray, and honor him by our acts of devotion, by our adoration. Please pay attention to this time that we are being blessed with. Don't let it pass. Let a voice in the back of your mind speak to your heart and your soul. This is your Lord passing by. Fall to your knees join us, join your parish, your diocese, join our nation as we honor the presence of the Lord in our midst in the Eucharist. Join every possible opportunity to honor Him, to adore Him, and to increase your faith in Him. You will honor His heart. You will console His heart, and He will bless you in abundance. One of the greatest gifts that came from that experience in Auriesville so long ago was that I was able to hear Him call me to be His priest. By God's grace, to be His bishop. The most important thing I do each and every day is to take a piece of bread in my own hands and say those words that Jesus Himself says and bring Jesus upon our altars and to feed the people that I am blessed to shepherd, to pastor, to give them Jesus, to be a priest, to be able to do that. It's beyond words. And how blessed to have that privilege. Pray for your priests, support your priests, love your priests, love your bishops too, and help us as we bring Jesus to you in the Eucharist. Support us in our ministry. Pray for vocations to the priesthood and the religious life, that we may have faithful, good, and holy priests. Thank you, and God bless you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.